Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases and professor emeritus of virology at Fitz University, and also, as of yesterday, the very proud winner of a Jewish Achiever Award, I think, for community service. Congratulations to you, Professor Shoup.
Thank you very much, Simon. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Well, more than that, Prof. I mean, absolutely massively deserved. I can't think of many people who've given of themselves to the community to the extent that you have over this COVID period. So yeah, from all of us to you, a massive thank you. And, yeah, so weird. I mean, one day it'll be wonderful not to have to talk to you, although that's a really reverse compliment, I suppose.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sean. It's really kind of you. Thank you.
So, Prof, today we're going to talk about how vaccines are going to fit into a future world.
Yeah, that's, you know, we were discussing vaccines last week, and I think we left a little in the air. I thought we'd kind of use today to kind of at least round it off. Because, you know, I've often asked the question, will we ever get back to normality? Will vaccines kind of control the infection to the extent that we'll get back to what we were pre-COVID days? And of course, that's a difficult one to answer. One can speculate on various things. You know, we spoke last week about the vaccine strategy. The initially it only be to be selective vaccination for selective groups who are at risk. And in the longer term, it'll be more universal immunization where we try and reach herd immunity. And the question is, of course, will we ever reach herd immunity to the extent that the virus will disappear and we can go back to pre-COVID levels? You know, and that's really going to depend, that herd immunity level, that target which we're trying to reach, will depend on that magic R number, you know, the reproductive number. Now, the basic reproductive number of 2.5, we can calculate that threshold that we need to reach by the formula. It's a very simple formula, 1 minus 1 over R. So if it's 2.5, the herd immunity is 60% that we have to reach. If it is, of course, in super spreading events where the R value increases markedly, if it goes up to 5, for example, the herd immunity that we need to reach will be 80%. But if we still maintain some kind of controlling precautions like we do now, the so-called non-pharmaceutical interventions, then that R value will drop to 1.5, herd immunity then is 40%. So it's really going to still depend on that we still do carry out some of these precautions. Now, of course, the question is, for how long? Yeah. Well, you know, that's really going to depend on, first of all, how effective the vaccine is and how extensive the coverage of that vaccine is going to be. Clearly, you know, eventually, over a number of years, we will get extensive enough vaccine coverage to get to that threshold. We probably still will need to kind of have a new normal, a new kind of lifestyle where we will have, for at least for the next couple of years, need to avoid those close gatherings and indoors with poor ventilation, you know, those kind of things. Of course, trying to avoid those big functions where people do congregate without masks and with the close distance and so on. That will need to be maintained for quite a while still. It's difficult to foresee that that's going to disappear even when we do get the vaccine. I think eventually what's going to happen, the virus is probably going to weaken itself. And maybe eventually, and this is going to, well, eventually, this is going to be quite a few years from now, 5-10 years, the virus may then become one of the endemic coronavirus which we get every winter. Hopefully that's going to happen sooner, not than later. So it's a combination really. It's the weakness of the virus, the extensiveness of vaccine coverage, and also certainly in the short term, maintaining a number of these precautions which we have now. That we'll still have to do for quite a while still.
That is hugely, hugely sobering, Prof, because I think many of us had hoped that this vaccine was going to be the elixir that was going to come and just, you know, take us back to the lives that we so terribly miss. That, according to you, is not going to be the case.
Not on its own, no, no, unfortunately not, and certainly not in the short term.
What's also interesting, Prof, is that very definitely to a certain extent people have got COVID fatigue. I mean, people who were so incredibly cautious a couple of months ago are now sending their kids to matric valedictory dances where every single social social distance regulation has been flouted, taking pictures of themselves, hugging, no masks, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, one has to factor human nature into this, and human nature seems to be tired of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think what's going to happen, you're going to have cycles of upsurges and then coming down again as immunity extends into the population. And then again, periodic upsurges of in seconds and third and fourth waves. We're seeing that in Europe. We're seeing that in North America. And it will come here as well. We're going to get a surge after the festive season. It's going to be in January or so. And we're certainly going to get another surge when you go into the winter season because people are crowded indoors, poor ventilation and so on. So unfortunately, we're going to have these cycles of upsurging of infection for quite a while still, quite a few years still.
Sobering indeed, Prof. We're going to leave it there. Lots to ponder on that discussion. Thanks for the chat this afternoon. Look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
All right, great. Excellent. Thanks, Simon. All the best.